It's interesting to think about something like this having concrete mass, just a mass so subtle that we can't see it without real practice. But in a way, it's not that much different than a belief in atoms and molecules. It's just the microscope we use to see it is a little different than one in a laboratory. Okay, let's move on now to what is arguably the most challenging body to exercise, the causal body. What practices can we implement to help us develop this part of ourselves?
One of the simplest ways is to locate the consciousness of the causal body. And then once you've done that, to actually feel your way into that consciousness. And so I'll give a very brief pointing out instruction for this so you can start to get a sense of it. And I would start by saying to just be aware of yourself. Just feel it, see where is it located, what size is it, does it seem to have a color, what does it look like, but just feel yourself, sort of get some sort of sense about it. And then notice when you're doing that, that there are actually two selves. There's the self that you're looking at, the self that you're aware of. When I said be aware of yourself, and whatever you were aware of, that was the object self, the self you could see as an object. But then there was also the self that was doing the seeing. And that is variously referred to as the witness or the observing self or even I am-ness. And it is held to be the true self. First of all, because the self that you can look at and see as an object isn't even a real subject. It's not a real self because you can see it. It's an object. It's not even a real subject. So what's the subject? What's this observing self that is aware of the self that you think of when you think of yourself? So you might, the self that you might think of objectively is, I'm this old, I'm in this relationship, I do this work, I like this kind of music, I drive this kind of car, all the things that you can describe about yourself. And then there's the self that's aware of that, that's looking at that, and that is reporting that. The self that you're describing, the self that you have all these characteristics for, according to the traditions, that's exactly who you are not. Whereas the self that is witnessing, the self that's observing this, that's what you truly are. And in itself, it's without qualities. It's just vast, open, empty, pure awareness without any type of characteristic or any type of quality. It has no shape. It has no color, and it is radically free of any qualities. And so as you start trying to find this observing self, and you realize, okay, it's not anything I can see. So it's not that, it's not that, I can see that, it's not that. What you'll start to notice is that you don't see anything when you look for this real self. All you'll notice is a sense of freedom from being identified with all these things that you thought were you. But now you're just seeing those are just objects. Those aren't the real self. And so as I rest in this real self, all I feel is a sense of freedom, the sense of openness, the sense of transparency, the sense of depth, the sense of infinite spaciousness. And that has no inside or outside. It has no past or future. It's just this pure now awareness that is witnessing everything that's arising and is free of everything that's arising. So it's just a pure, vast, open freedom of pure spaciousness. Now, the traditions maintain that that free, spacious, transparent, open self is one with spirit. It's your true self is spirit. And the overall number of these true selves is just one. There's one spirit, one self. And so as you realize that one self, you start to feel a unity with all others because they share ultimately the same one self. So that one self, that one spirit, that pure freedom is what Zen calls your original face. And it's an actual koan. It says, show me your original face, the face you had before your parents were born. Now, most people are like, well, how could I have a self before my parents were born? And the answer is that true self is timeless. It's eternal. And timeless doesn't mean everlasting time. It means without time. It means before you enter the stream of time. So it's just the pure present before it enters the stream of time. And so, of course, that was present before your parents were born. That's the same I am-ness. That sense of I am-ness is the same sense of I am-ness that you had a week ago, the same sense you had a month ago. You probably can't remember what happened a year ago, but you can be sure that I am-ness was there. I am-ness is the only experience you have that doesn't change. And so, for example, the tell them I am sent you, or before Abraham was, I am. That's a literally true statement. Before the Big Bang was, I am. Because I am doesn't enter the stream of time. And so that pure self, that pure witness is what our real self is. And we have mistakenly identified it with this small self that's an object, the ego, that has characteristics and finite qualities and was born and most certainly will die. Whereas the true self doesn't enter the stream of time. It's unborn. It's undying. And so awakening to that is known as enlightenment or awakening or liberation, the supreme identity, because it is one with spirit itself. So as you rest in that witness, and I know you sort of put your hand over your heart, then that's one thing you can do is put your hand over your heart, and as you breathe in and then just breathe out, you can sort of feel on the out breath, you can feel releasing it to infinity. So you just breathe in, and when you breathe out, there's a kind of tingle as your breath goes all the way to infinity. And that tingle, that subtle feeling, is the causal body. And that causal body is what is going to, just as spirit condensed and made a smaller version of itself known as causal body, the causal body will condense and make a smaller version of itself called subtle body. And then the subtle body will condense all the way down to the densest, lowest frequency form, and that will be the gross physical body. So we want to both rest in our witnessing state, and as we breathe in and breathe out, notice when we breathe out that we're releasing it to infinity. And that feeling of releasing to infinity is the causal body and is the sort of feeling component of this causal consciousness, this pure witness, this pure observing self that is itself empty and is just a mirror mind that's reflecting everything that's arising moment to moment. And the feeling of that is the causal body.